The sister company of Action Roofing is Action Energy, not just installation of solar panels, but energy storage, you know, battery backup, electric vehicle charging on the horizon, home automation. Solar, Kirk Mueller started with his dad, who was a contractor, learning the basics. He went to UCSB Environmental Studies, background in solar installation in the LA area, moved back to Santa Barbara as a project manager and sales for what is it? Allen Energy Construction and
yes,
Action.
yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, Allen Construction.
And then Action Energy launched at the end of 2017, and it's been all Action Energy ever since. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Kirk Mueller.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
It's always good to talk to you. I've been chomping at the bit myself for this doing solar. We'll talk about that a little later. I'm not a high energy user, but I would think if I got solar, I would get central air and maybe the electric heat pump and all kinds of stuff. So we'll talk about that. But one thing I wasn't really aware of and wanted to talk to you about is what you're seeing in the industry with inspections of existing units and how it might relate to real estate transactions.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Mark. When you see a house on the market and you see the little blurb that gives you all of its, amenities and cool little things about the house, a lot of times you'll see solar powered and all these different things that reference the rooftop solar system. However, we see a lot of times these systems aren't getting inspected. The owners don't know if it's working or who owns the system or does it have a battery? And so there's a lot of misconceptions that go around these systems during a house transaction. And obviously the house transaction is convoluted. It's stressful. It's confusing. But at the end of the day, solar inspections are a necessary part of understanding what you're getting into.
And right, because most people don't know much about anything. And so are you finding that people are not getting solar inspections and you're getting called in after the fact when the new buyer has questions?
Yes, yeah, all the time. Questions from the small ranging of, how do I set up my monitoring? Is there monitoring? Does it have a connection to the internet? All the way up to, is my system working? And is there a fault? And sometimes we find that the system's working fine and we just have to set them up with monitoring. Or we find that the system's in a fault state and it's not working and equipment needs to be replaced. Or even maybe partially working. The inverter's working down below where you can see it. However, half the system's off on the roof. And so there's warranties and there's different aspects of getting this job done that can cost the new homeowner money and time. And so we find it wise to have someone look at that system. How is it integrated into the roof? When was it done? Was it permitted? Is it connected to Southern California Edison's grid? Are they getting credit for it? Does the previous owner own the system or is it a lease system that they're going to have to transfer through escrow? Are they going to have to maintain that lease or is it going to be bought out? And then also, is there a battery system? A lot of people think, oh, my house has solar. I'm going to have backup power when the grid goes down. But there's no battery and they don't have backup power. So there's a lot of stuff that you can learn about your system that's important for your system's future health and the options that you can go with in the future.
Well, boy, you mentioned quite a few things that I hadn't heard about, something about monitoring and internet and inverters. I saw a listing recently come on and it mentioned solar and it said buyer can assume the lease or seller might consider paying off the balance of the lease. When you said if it doesn't have battery, you're not covered in a power outage. I assume if the power outage is during the day, you're covered.
No. No coverage. You need a battery. You need a battery for power during an outage.
Well, that's weird. That's weird because I'm thinking during the day, if you have solar, you turn on a light switch, you're running things, your solar is charge is everything. You're not using the grid. Is that true?
No, if there's a power
No,
outage, about eight.
without a power outage during the day, I have solar. Let's say I have no battery, or if I have a battery, it doesn't. But I envision that if I have solar during the day, I turn on air conditioning. It's running completely on the solar. I'm not using the grid. So in my mind, I thought if the grid went down, it wouldn't matter. I'm using the solar panel.
Yeah, during the day, if the grid is on, the solar is functioning because the excess solar has a place to go. It can go to the grid. But when the grid's down, there's nowhere for that extra solar to go. And so about 8 years, they came out with rapid shutdown requirements that require the solar panels go dead when there is no grid connection. And so the only way to keep those panels on is to integrate a battery and a system that can throttle that solar because it's either all on or all off. And so let's say in your scenario, when your air conditioner is done cooling the home, now there's not this huge load. Where does all that solar go? Well, if you don't have a battery, it will want to go back to the grid. And so if it goes back to the grid and the grid is down, you can shock alignment. So no battery, no power during an outage with solar.
Boy, that's an eye-opener for me. I had no clue, and I didn't realize that, when you have the sun hitting these solar panels and all this energy is going, it's obviously more energy than you need at the time for your house. So you're saying there's this excess energy, and it always has to go somewhere. It's
Correct.
interesting. It's kind of like a waterfall. You got this big waterfall, and you're using some of the water to divert to water your irrigation, but you got all this water coming down. It's, you're not using it all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of home buyers, first time home buyers, or people who've never had solar, they don't know that. And the blurb makes it sound really great, solar powered home. But that's true, but you could misread that.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just end the interview here? Because that was so powerful. That's all I needed to know. I've been interviewing you for a while, and I never asked that question. And that's mind-boggling. That is really mind-boggling. Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about the battery and how they changed the electrical system. So now it's not even worth getting solar without the battery. But actually hearing this, I don't know if it was worth getting solar without the battery before, even when the electric company was giving you all kinds of great information. If you didn't have backup when the grid went down, what good to me? Then you have to have a backup generator, which is fine if you have the money. But my guest, Action Energy, a sister company of Action Roofing, managed by Kirk Mueller, is today's guest. So we'll circle back to that, but you started to say that you don't get a lot of calls from real estate agents in transactions. You get into escrow, you get a home inspection, you get a chimney inspection, you get a sewer lateral inspection, you might need a roof inspection, you might get a geological inspection, but yeah, I don't know how many people say, oh, you got solar, they just think it. There's no moving part, so to speak. So you get calls after. So first of all, what do you charge for a solar inspection for an escrow?
Great question. We charge $450 for a solar inspection. And if there's a battery, it's an additional $150. And we'll go ahead and test the battery. We'll simulate a power outage, make sure it cuts over and powers the home. We'll look at the wiring, what critical loads are powered. We'll give a little rundown of, hey, during a power outage, you can expect these loads to be on. Obviously go into the available warranties on them, when it was done, permitted, et cetera.
Well, for those of you who haven't, bought a house recently or know what inspections cost, when you consider the price of the home and the price of a solar system, and I'm familiar with prices for all the other inspections, that's right in there. And what did you mention about monitoring and internet? What are you looking for there?
Yeah, well, most of these newer systems of about 10 years ago and on come with monitoring on board. It used to be an ancillary product, an upsell, But now it's all on board, and now you simply need to get that inverter or battery, an internet source, whether it's Wi-Fi, a direct Ethernet cable, a hard line, or a cellular package. And so being able to monitor your system to know that it's working and that there's no faults, that there's nothing that should be, looked into is very important, because you can open your mail one day and all of a sudden your bill is huge and you didn't know that your system was down for a few months. So it's very important to have that. It also helps installers troubleshoot these systems remotely, so we don't have to charge you for a truck roll to get a guy out there. A lot of times we can just reach out with the serial number, have the tech look up the system, and they can determine if it is a hardware fault that needs to be replaced.
Wow, that's kind of nice. And just to backpedal a little bit, my fantasy is to be able to be if power goes down, I want to be self-sufficient. I wish I had the room to put in a large propane tank to back up my natural gas and to have a Generac. Or some such a generator that runs on natural gas, and if the natural gas stops, you can flip it over to propane and just feel like a real mountain man. But others, many people don't feel that way. And if you have a solar system without a battery, that's fine. During the day, you're using your solar, and at night, you use the grid. And if the power goes out, well, then the power goes out. So you don't have power just like everybody else. So maybe it's not important to you. Do you get calls from people who don't have batteries and want to add it? Because I know batteries are expensive, right?
Yes, that's a great addition to an existing solar system. Because a lot of times the solar panels on the roof last longer and will be in better shape than the inverter inverting that power down at the main service panel. And so a common upgrade is to keep the solar on the roof, maybe add two or three panels or whatever we're doing, but really add a battery that has a solar inverter integrated into it. So then now they have a new inverter that's now in warranty, handling their solar and their additional battery system. So it's a pretty common thing for people to want to add batteries to their existing solar systems.
Right, because I guess it wasn't. There's probably a lot of older systems. Yeah, I don't know. Does anyone have any idea how many solar systems are out there, and what is business like for you? Are people really interested in this?
That's a great question. I don't know how many solar systems are deployed in this area. It's not nearly as much as down south. Once you start getting into LA, Ventura, LA, all those houses have solar. I feel like you just look at Google Maps and it's pretty overwhelming how many, it's the vast majority of homes and neighborhoods have solar panels. Yeah, business is good. I won't say it's not as busy as it was last year, because President Trump did away with the 30% tax credit for residential systems. So, that part of the business is a little bit down. But that being said, we're very lucky to be operating in this area. Our grid is faulty. It goes down. We have public safety power shutoffs. We have severe storms. A lot of people work from home. And so secure power is a very, energy security is a very powerful thing to have at your house, especially if you're working out of it part time, or if you're seeing that, hey, I'm having my power shut off every 2 or 3 months. It's only for a couple hours, but it really, puts a hitch in my giddy up. So yeah, business is still very good, and a lot of it is, let's add a battery to this existing solar system.
My guest is Action Energy, sister company of Action Roofing, managed by Kirk Mueller, and he holds the distinction for the first time in 28 years using the term hitch in your giddy app. That's very good.
There
You must have watched a lot of Gunsmoke reruns as a kid.
you go.
So if I get a new system and I get this battery backup, so during the day I'm cranking everything. The sun goes down, and by the way, with the solar panels, I mean, as the sun sets, I mean, how much sun does the solar panel need to do something? Is it still working at dusk or what?
Yeah, if there's available, if it's light out, it can still produce energy.
Okay. And so then The sun sets, it's dark, and I turn on a light switch and I'm running on my battery. So I'm not on the grid.
Correct. Yeah. The excess solar that you produced during the day charged up your battery. So now you're deploying that stored solar
So if
at
it's a
night
normal
during the
state,
peak hours, during the more expensive hours for
right,
electricity.
I think after 4 p.m.
Correct. The vast
or
majority of people are in the 4 to 9 p.m. Peak rate schedule.
I have dear friends, they won't run their dishwasher or run laundry until 9 p.m.
Yeah. Some people go to that extreme.
You know, they want to, you know, and they want to save the money. I don't know how much you're really saving, but and I wash my dishes by hands for the most by hand for the most part. So you charge, so every good sunny day, your battery just then is fully charged. And it, you know, if I'm don't have if you don't have a huge load, your household, the batteries are gonna, what does a battery charge look like in the morning after you've spent the evening watching TV, etc.? What's the charge on the battery? What does it
That's a
take?
great question. So there's different parameters that you can set up. You can set up a parameter that prioritizes battery to discharge between 4 and 9 p.m. You can also prioritize it to not be time dependent and just be based on the state of charge. You can set how far down you want your discharge, you want your battery to discharge. So a lot of my clients discharge their batteries down to 30%. Time dependent, and the battery takes them all the way through the night. And so it gets through the peak rate hours and then the late night, early morning hours, which are mid peak. It's the second most expensive electricity. And then by the time the morning comes, the sun comes up and starts powering the house and then charging the battery back up. So it's dependent on what you have it set to and how much you're using.
Right. If you have a huge family, a bunch of babies, a bunch of running air conditioning at night, that kind of thing.
Yeah, then maybe you just get to the, and then maybe you just get to 9 o'clock and your battery then just stays idle until the morning. Or some people have all that and then it's just a really big battery system and it goes all the way through the night. So it's really system dependent.
So if you're a heavy user and you at least want the battery through 9 p.m., and then do you have it set? Is 30% like a number that you want to set? So once the battery gets to 30%, it automatically puts you on the grid so you don't drain the
Correct.
battery below 30%?
Correct. It's called the backup buffer.
Right, because you want it at least 30% because, God forbid, that maybe the next day there's no sun right away, or the
Or the
power
power
goes out.
goes out in the middle of the night.
Right. The power goes out in the middle of the night. And the next day, if it's overcast, but it's still there's light out, are your solar panels being fed?
They'll produce a small amount of energy, but not much.
And not much, and not much. But if they if you're not using energy at the time, it might charge the battery a little bit.
It would probably go to charge, or it'd probably go to powering the home before it went to charging the battery. The most of these systems on the market, however, have a cutoff point where they will shut down. And you will lose power, but they save about 3 to 5% so that they can check in at regular intervals to see if there is sun available. So maybe to get you through that June gloom or that morning fog, it'll check back in at 11 and realize there's sun and solar available and start your system back up. So there is a black, quote unquote, a black start feature.
You know, I imagine if I end up getting the system, you know, I'm not a big heavy user. So I think my battery probably be much higher than 30% by the time I'm through with my evening and everything. So that the next day it's, you know, even raining or overcast or whatever. You know, the battery, that's fascinating. Action Energy is the sister company of Action Roofing, managed by my guest Kirk Mueller. Questions, you can call the office 805-679-7979. I don't know why 79 is so prominently featured in your phone number. Kirk
Makes it
Mueller,
easy.
Kirk Mueller, Action Energy, 805-679-7979, 679-7979. What else was I going to ask you? We talked about the
Oh, changes to the installation process that make it easier?
yes. You mentioned something
Yeah.
about a backup switch, or was that part of that?
Yeah, so a backup switch or a meter collar adapter has really changed the way that we integrate solar and battery systems into a home. Traditionally, when you're adding a battery, you have to have an automatic transfer switch and a dedicated critical load sub panel where your critical loads remain on, and the transfer switch opens its connection from the grid so that your energy stays on your property. Now we can use something called a meter collar adapter, which eliminates the need for an automatic transfer switch and all that piping and wiring, and it eliminates the need for a critical loads panel. It does all of the switching right behind SCE or PG&E's meter. And so that simplifies the installation, saves some decent money for the homeowner. That being said, it does back up the entire property. So non-critical loads are also backed up. It's lighting up the entire main service panel. But they are coming out with, and we're starting to see smart breakers that we're able to add to these main service panels to shed those larger non-critical loads like the pool and the floor heaters and the jacuzzi, or even a big AC if they don't need the AC. Maybe they have multiple ACs and they only need one of them. So the backup switch meter collar adapter has really revolutionized the way that we deploy these systems and connect them to homes.
Wow. Well, it's easier for you, and it long term for the homeowner. Fascinating stuff. I know for me, you were actually out of time. Just real quickly, for someone like me who doesn't have a high energy use right now, but I want to get this, and then maybe I turn around and I get central air, and maybe I get electric heat pump. Is that what they're called? Instead of the traditional gas. So then suddenly my usage goes way up. I hate the electric company. They won't let me install a system larger than what I need right now. So I have to like get it installed later. Does that add a ton of more costs or?
You can install up to 150% of your historical usage over the last year. But no, it won't add a ton. The panels will, as long as you do it within the year, the panels will be the same. You'll be able to just plug and play them into the existing panels
Right.
on the roof and the stringing. So no, it's not a huge added cost.
And so when you do the installation originally and you know what's coming, you will leave room to add panels.
And a
Okay.
lot of times we can just tag onto the existing wiring that's going down to the inverter. So, yeah,
Okay.
literally just add panels to the roof.
Okay. Well, the sun has set for our interview with Action Energy, sister company of Action Roofing, managed by Kirk Mueller. You have any questions? You have an old system? You want an inspection? You want a bid? Call 805-679-7979, 805-679-7979. Action Roofing has been sponsoring my program for over 10 years. I met Jack in 1989 after I started and been using him ever since. So I appreciate your sponsorship. And Kirk Mueller, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Thank you. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.